Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Tuesday morning on KSJE. It's Tuesday. That means we get to check in with Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter and find out about some of the pets that are available for adoption this week. Amber, good morning. She's joining me live. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning, Scott. How are you on this chilly morning?
I am doing well. Yeah, it is chilly out there. Fall is definitely in the air this morning. How are things at the shelter, though? You're still pretty full, aren't you?
We are still pretty full, so you know, as it starts to cool down, we've got lots of lap warmers and cuddle bugs here to keep people warm.
There you go. Well, then I would assume we could empty the shelter, I would hope, right? Because it's getting colder.
I would hope.
Yeah.
I would hope so.
Very good. Well, let's talk about some of the cuddle bugs that are on the list this week, and you've got plenty, like Caramel. Tell me about Caramel.
Caramel is a two-year-old mix. She's got some terrier in her with her little wispy hairs that she has. She's looking for her forever home. She is currently in a foster home because she, when she came in, it was found that she had heartworm. And so she's been treated and now is forever looking for her forever family. Her foster family just adores her. They say that she is a sweet girl, that she's house trained, crate trained, does well with other kids and other dogs. Not sure about cats because this foster doesn't have cats.
Okay.
But she will make a great addition to a family. You just got a call because she is in a foster home call or message us on Facebook to set up an appointment to schedule a meet with her.
Okay. All right. Very good. But she's ready to go, it sounds like, huh?
She is. She's ready to go and would love to have a new place to call home.
Okay. All right. That's Caramel. She's available this week with the shelter from the foster family who's been taking good care of her. And what about Snowball?
Snowball is a goofball that needs a place where she can run and play. She is a big girl. she's one of those that if she thinks she's a lap dog and she will keep you nice and warm, but she is not a lap dog size. She does well with other dogs, and she is just a big old love bug who needs a place to run and play and a couch to lay on and a secure fence. If she's left, you know, out to her own, she will go over and try to go find friends.
Okay, all right.
So she needs some supervision when she's out and about.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that's important, and I know dogs like that too. So I've had some. So I can totally relate to that. But Snowball is available to maybe an active family that wants to help her understand her limits, right, and her limitations.
Absolutely. If she had an active family, she'd probably be too tired and conked out on the couch to want to go out and explore.
Right. Okay. There you go. All right. That's Snowball. Next is Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
Yes. Scooby-Dooby-Doo. If you want to go out and play in the yard, if you want to go for a walk, Scooby-Dooby-Doo is the dog for you. This one-year-old would love to be your new companion. He is an ideal pup for any family or individual or couple. He is just a good dog, knows lots of commands and tricks. Eager to please, but the shelter is not a place for him to live his life. He needs to be in a home with people and getting lots of love and attention.
Right. Very true. And from the looks of that photo, Amber, it looks like Scooby-Dooby-Doo was a little upset with the photographer for interrupting his game with that ball.
Yes, he was not happy. Sometimes they just don't want their pictures taken.
Well, they want to play with the ball. I understand.
Yep.
I understand.
Yes, that is.
Very good. And last but certainly not least is Hurler today. Hurler.
Hurler is as cute as a button. She's playful. He's a playful three-year-old kitten, just looking for a place to run and explore and play. And when she gets a little bit older, be a nice, warm lap cat.
Nice. Very good.
So she's ready. And we started our Empty the Shelter Bissell Foundation adoption event on Sunday, which runs through the 15th, so all of our adoption fees are $10. You cannot beat that deal.
No, that's great. Well, very good. And so all of these pets that we've been showing this morning are $10 adoption fee, is that correct?
$10 adoption fees. You've got, they come spayed, neutered, microchipped, first set of vaccines. You can't beat that deal. You get a lifetime of love for $10.
Wow, that is a good deal. Okay. And the website, if folks want to go on and see the other pets that are available, you've got them all online, I know, too, right?
Absolutely. They can go on 24 Pet Connect and just put in the zip code for the city of Farmington. It will pull up all the cats and dogs that we have and available for adoption. You can take a pick, make a list, come down. Our staff will help you, you know, walk through and see who's right for your family, your activity levels. Whatever you're needing, we will help you make sure you get the right fit because we want them to go home and stay home.
Right. Very true. And $10 is what we're talking about this week.
And $10.
Okay.
$10.
What a deal. Such a deal. Wonderful. Amber, thank you so much for your time and efforts on behalf of us here at KSJE. We really appreciate you being with us every week. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Scott. You have a wonderful week.
All right. You too. That is Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. She talks with me every Tuesday at this time about all the pets available for adoption and all the deals that the shelter is providing. So $10 adoption fees all this week. Thank you, Bissell Foundation. And they will be getting those pets adopted. So that sounds great. Thank you for joining me, everyone. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. Want to remind you, we're going to be out tonight at the National Night Out event here in Farmington at Berg Park with the Farmington Police Department and lots of other great community organizations and nonprofits. We'll be taking our KSJE on the road equipment so you can catch up with us on Facebook and YouTube. And we'll be showing you a little bit of the sights and sounds. But if you're there in person, do plan to stop by our table and say hello and let us know what you like about KSJE. But we'll see you there later on tonight. The National Night Out event beginning at 4 p.m. this afternoon at Farmington's Berg Park. Until then, have a great Tuesday, everyone. And I'll see you later on this afternoon and tomorrow morning right here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.